The low birth rate might in fact be an indicator that human evolution is starting back up again. It's long been theorized that human evolution has essentially stalled or halted because we're no longer being subjected to natural selection, but there's actually two things that humans have not been subjected to in regards to evolution. The second one is sexual selection. Darwin theorized that female choosiness over male mates drove evolution just as much, if not more, than natural selection. But we only ever talk about the natural selection part of it. There's another reigning theory, I'm not going to say reigning, I'm going to say prominent theory in human evolution science right now that suggests that the patriarchy came about as a way to subvert this selection process by women, which means essentially that men who would not have naturally been chosen by women to procreate with were handed a wife through female subjugation so that their genes could continue to be passed on in humanity. Which means for the last 6,000 years, we've just kind of been working with, we're going to say, suboptimal genes. Not everybody, of course, but a lot of people would not have been able to reproduce without the subjugation of women. And now we're seeing a low birth rate right at a time where women are finally able to reclaim that selection process. We're no longer being forced in many parts of the world to get married and to have children with somebody that we would not have chosen for ourselves. And as less children are being born, and if that trend continues, then by extension, less men will become fathers. Less male genetics will be reintroduced into the gene pool, which means some type of genetic filtering is definitely about to happen. And what is that if not human evolution? And this is the part where I need to be crystal clear, because I'm not talking about schmugenics. I am not talking about skin tone, race, hair color, eye color. I'm talking about traits that certain individuals present that would make them unappealing to reproduce with. And I personally think that the two big ones are going to be violence and unintelligence. Pretty much all throughout history up until now, being violent towards your partner or towards children or being relatively unintelligent did not exclude you from being handed a wife by society and an opportunity to reproduce. But now, it absolutely is going to affect your ability to find a partner. And this very well may be what's contributing to what people are calling a male loneliness epidemic, the understanding that many men are going to live their entire life and not reproduce based purely on if a woman judges them to be a suitable partner or not. But I want to be perfectly clear. Being upset that you weren't picked by a woman does not give you leeway to create a patriarchy and subjugate women for 6,000 years and stall human evolution. So if we could avoid doing that a second time, that would be great.